politicians?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry if I thought to glue your box. Okay, we are going to be starting again from that list of Maroim. Amar got halfway down Chesem and Beis. Amar Abchia, Amar Abchim and Bashvid, Amar Abitzri Batavla, Amar Abchia Aricha, the Beiravacha, Amar Abzeira, Mablazer, Mechadin, Amar Abyashim, Shmeid, Abyuda Bargoy. Maidel Sivet says in the Pasik, Vizarcha Lechem Yireh Shmi. For those who fear my name, there'll be a sign of Shemesh Stucco Marpe, a sun that heals, that is charitable and heals. Elu b'nei Adam shen yireyem v'haytzi shem shemayim l'batala. Yirei Shmi means the people that are afraid to say Hashem's the name of Hashem in vain. Shemesh Stucco Marpe, the sun heals. Am Rabbayah Shmamina, Sharga the Yaymemasi, the dust that one sees in the sun is healing. The Rush asked Akasha, we learned this yesterday, why don't we say that the sun heals? Why do we have to attribute it to the dust of the sun? The Rush does not give an answer. Dr. Gemara, Upligid the Rish Lakish, the Rav Shimon Melakish. This argues on Rav Shimon Melakish's pshat in the Pasuk Vizarcha Lechem Yireh Shmi. He learns that it's not referring to the sun of today, and only the ones that are afraid of Shem Shemayim Levatala, of Yireh Shmi. He understands Yireh Shmi means people that are afraid of Hashem. They fear Hashem, right, and all things. And he says like this, Damra ain't Gehenim L'Elam Haba. At one point, whatever Elam Haba is, there won't be Gehenim. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'itzi Chama Min Atika. The Rabbi Nishman will take the sheath, the sun out of its sheath, and it'll be a Pashut Shad, a heavy heat. Very hot. The sun will be out of its sheath. That means it'll be like very hot. Tzadikim is Rappenba. The tzadikim will get healed through that. Shemesh Stucco Marpe. Shemar. The side it adds. Vesham the Dainaba. And the sun will be judged by it. Tzadikim is Rappenba. Shemar. Vesham the Dainaba. Shemesh Stucco Marpe. Not only will they get healed, but they will enjoy it. You will go out, you'll pish them, and what does that mean? Any help from Archgo?
Flourish.
Flourish, thank you. Like the calves that are marvik. I'm sorry?
Yeah, they're fattened in the stall.
Fattened. What?
Fattened.
Thank you. For Hashem, the Dainaba, the Hashem will be judged by it. Shenemar, in the Yayim Boy Ketaner, the day is coming that burns like an oven, and it continues, Ohayakal Zaydin, Ohalai Sarisha Kash. All those who sinned the mazed and did wickedness will turn into straw. But Liat Aysim Hayayim Abal, they'll be consumed by the day that comes by the sun.
What's the Mahokas?
Whether Zabdi Rash will say better than me. Upliga the Rish Lakish, last rush on the page. Hada Amra the Bechamad the Bethman Azeh Ayrikra. That which we said, according to the first shot, that we're dealing with today's sun in this world, that it'll heal the people that are afraid to say Hashem's name. The Iyumukala Bechamad the Lakish. Lakish is saying it's not referring to now, it's referring to the future, the sun by Olam Haba. So that's the Machlokes. I once wanted to say a pshat, and again, take it at whatever it's worth, if you like it, don't like it, don't like it. The pshat is as follows. The Ramban tells us that sun is a sign of teva. Tachas HaShemesh, Kehelos, means under teva. So, V'Akadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Chayt Chama Min Atika, means he will show that there's no such thing as teva. He will take the sun out of his sheath, meaning the facade called teva will be removed. And at that point, the tzaddikim who lived the life understanding that there's no such thing as teva, that's all Rabbi Nishlalim, will be enjoying themselves and healed. It exonerated them. It proves them right. their way of life was the correct way of life. Yerushalayim will be judged because they'll see their whole life was a waste. They wasted away a life. They believed in a thing called Teva, when there's no such thing as Teva. And the sun being removed is a proof to them that your life was a waste. You lived a life that was totally wrong. And that's Yerushalayim the Dynamite. It'll be judgment because here they are looking at themselves. We didn't do anything. We believed in a falsehood, in a facade, rather than reality. That was my chat. Take it, leave it, whatever you want to do. Okay. Dr. Mishnah Leiter. Kenidre Risham Neder, Benazir Bekarmen Bekshua. The Gemara will spend time explaining this, and the Rush says, Befarish Begemara. But I will tell you a little bit about the Gemara can say. Kenidrik Sherim, I just want to read the next line, Le'amaklum. If a person uses a yad, and he says, Kenidre Rishoyim. Now, we don't know Pshat exactly what he's saying, because that by itself does. Rishoyim make Nidorim. Tzadikim don't make Nidorim. Sherim don't make Nidorim. They stay away from Nidorim. Nidorim is, as the Gemara will explain as we go along, Nidorim is a very dangerous thing. Because if you don't keep it, who asked you to make it? You basically made yourself problems. You're making that, and then you don't keep it. So Ksherim don't make Nadarim. Rishoyim make Nadarim. Now, it doesn't mean Rishoyim, Mechalei Shabbos, eating treif. In this area, they're Rishoyim. In the area of being careful of making Nadarim, they're not. So in this area, they're... So if a person wants to say that he wants to make a Neder, and instead of saying in his own Neder, he says, like the Neder of Rishoyim, that is a good yad. Because he's saying that he wants to be like those people, Kenidre Rishoyim. Now the Gemara will explain it. Maybe the Gemara is going to say, maybe he means to say, I don't want to make a Neder. We don't know what he means. The Gemara was going to explain. But what the Mishnah is trying to say is that is an adequate yad, whereas Kenidre Ksherim is not true, and therefore it's not a yad. Kenidvaitzam, if he says, like the Nadava of Ksherim, because sometimes Ksherim do things as a Nadava, which means by Korban it's not a Neder, so they're less liable if anything happens. And by Nazir, which is one of the things mentioned here, sometimes there's a need to become a Nazir. It's not done arbitrarily, but the Tzadikim do it because there's a need, as the Gemara will explain, that sometimes there's a need to make a Naziris. So that's a nedava. It comes from, it's the same thing as the person who makes a neder. There's no bleed neder in a nazir. It's a neder. But it's called a nedava because it comes minidvas libai. It comes from the positive side of his heart, as opposed to Rishoyim that will do it without having a valid reason to become a nazir.
Tzadikim don't make neder.
Tzadikim stay away from nedarim. Correct. But sometimes there's a need. When there's a need, they do it, but it's not called Nidre Rishoyim then. It's called Nidava, because Nidava means it's a donation. It's a positive. Neder is not when it's done with the proper reasons, and therefore only Rishoyim do that, not Tzadik.
How old is Zaris?
That's by Bar Mitzvah only, but we're talking now Benazir, Karban, Beshua.
Zaris?
Again.
That's
what means
here?
No. That's Nidvaisam. Nidvaisam is something like Lazare. Something like. Doesn't have to be Lazare. But as Rishayna will speak out, you notice it says, can Nidvaisam Nadir Benazir Bekarban? Doesn't say Shua. Because there's never a reason to make the Shua. Sometimes the person has to make an Nidav of a Karban. That's fine. Because he doesn't accept as much responsibility. He doesn't say Hari Alai, he says Hari Zu. If he gets lost, he's not responsible. And sometimes by Nazir, it's a necessity. It's never a necessity to make a Shua. And therefore, as Gemara said at the beginning, Nidre Risham Nedir Ben Nazir Bekarben B'Shua by all three. Nidre Ksherim doesn't work. Nidvaisam only works by two of them. There is never a reason to make a Shua. So Ksherim will never make a Shua.
In a court case, sometimes they have to make a Shua.
You're right, but we're talking about making a... This person wants to do something, he's not in court.
No, you don't.
Or
you're talking about...
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Okay.
He meant to be better.
In secular court.
No, we're talking about better.
Yeah. All right.
So, I don't know if that's considered kinditvaisa. They might have to if they want to save money. And they're allowed to if they want to save money. But it's not coming from the nidvas libam. It's not a positive thing to do. It's being stuck and having to do something if you want to save your money, which you're allowed to do. You know, there's always stories of the tzaddikim that would rather lose money than say no. But you're not going to do that. The Torah wrote a parsha called Shua. But that's not an advice. You're not doing it as a, I don't know what the right word I want to use, coming from the positive side of their heart.
The difference between Shua and Nedava is?
Again, the difference between Nedava by Nedava by carbon is clear. There's no such thing as a Shua and Nedava. I don't know what you mean by that. No, that's exactly what I was trying to say. There is no Nedava by Shua. Let me stop. Let's step back. Wait for one second. By carbon, the difference between the neder and the dove is halachic. By nazir, there is no difference between neder and the dove. A neder for a nazir and a dove for a nazir is the same thing. The guy says, I'm a nazir. The difference is why he's doing it. It's his intent. A neder does it for no good reason, and ksherim will only do it if they have a good reason, which tomorrow will explain what good reasons are. By shvua, it's never done for a good reason. There's never a reason to make a shvua that's coming from the good part of a heart. And therefore, ksherim never make a shvua. So they never have a situation where their shvua was a proper good thing to do. That's why the Mishnah says, can advise them, then he's stuck b'nazir u'b'karban. It doesn't mention shvua in this part of the end of the Mishnah. Because ksherim never make a shvua. Nazir is sometimes necessary, as the Gemara will explain. Carbon, ksherim want to bring carbon, but instead of making a neder where they become obligated, and if something happens to the animal, they have to pay it up, and it's all, they say it harizu, and harizu only means you bring this one, if something happens, I'm not responsible. So there is a difference between the ksherim and rishoyim, and how they do it. By shvua, there is never a good reason to give a shvua.
If you really want to do something, you're afraid you're not going to. You want to put it on yourself, and the nether is on something, on the object, and the shu is on the person. So if you really want to be. So why is that?
The Rashi asked the Kasha. So we'll see the Rashi. Like the one was machavim to the Rashi, and you were re-machavim to the Rashi. Dr. Rashi, can you hear some yadas kamafarish? Shemamah kenidrei rishoyim neder benazir bekarbon b'shua. It can work for nazir, it can work for carbon, it can work for shua. The Gemara Mefarish, heichi mashmakulu. How do you see from the word nidrei rishoyim any of those three? Rishoyim regilim lider b'chol hani. Rishoyim are accustomed to make nazir, carbon, shua. You know, you think, when we try to view a rush in our mind, we don't think about the guy that donates korbanos the wrong way. We don't think of a person that donates korbanos. But in this area, Rishoyim aren't careful in how they do this. So therefore, in this area, they're called Rishoyim. Kenidrei Ksherim Lemaklum. I feel like Kenidrei Ksherim kickers that. He says, I want to do this loaf of bread like the netter of Ksherim. Kainam Allah, even if he says, by adding the words kenidrei ksherim, the masha title of ksherim butlas hakainam. The ksherim will not be cloth. A guy looks at a loaf of bread and he says, this loaf of bread, kainam alai, should be banned on me, kenidrei ksherim. Well, kenidrei ksherim doesn't exist, so it's not banned. That's what the Rashi is speaking out. By adding the words kenidrei ksherim, he's undermining his neder. They don't make neder. Can advise him shuk sherim, nadir benazir bekarb. Shak sherim darkam lindayv. The sherim, it's normal for them to do nedava. The way asili de takalas baltachar. They never will be ever baltachar. Why? The nedava hayna shama harizu. So the animal is right here, and you can take it right away. So there's no baltachar if you do it right away. Are you a lie? There's no animal yet. you first have to find an animal. And then if something happens to the animal, you have to replace the animal. By Nadava, you're making this animal a carbon, so there's no reason to be afraid that you won't bring it in time. And if something happens to it, you're not responsible. There is no nidvaisim by shvua. The inyan shvua, v'shayich l'meimer b'nadava, hilkach sherim ein nishvoam klal. Frek durash, v'yavragav d'amina l'yel shenishvoam l'kayim as a mitzvah. I had said before that we do swear to keep a mitzvah, it's a good thing, so sherim do make shvua. So durash, ahi lav shvua. It's not chal. It's mushbavayim b'har Sinai. It's not chal. It's not a shvua. Elul is shvuz of elma. So when this person wants to make a shvua, it's only for Jesus.
But
we had the Gemara before. The Gemara before, when the Gemara said, the Gemara said the shvua doesn't work. And for the Gemara, it's not a shvua. It's just making himself do it better. It's not a real, it's not chal. It's not chal. So therefore you can't say share and make a shvua. It's a non-shvua. It's a tool to make themselves do it better, but it's never chal. There is baltacher by nedava, but it's much less shchiach. Let me explain. When a person has an animal that's already a carbon, just has to bring it to your shalayim. That's step one. When a person said it's incumbent upon me and he doesn't have the animal ready yet, A, he has to pick the animal. B, if something happens to the animal, he has to replace it. The chances for baltacher are greatly enhanced. Whereas by harizu, yes, it can be baltacher, and the Gemara is going to be bothered by that, and the Gemara is going to give an answer, not like I said. The Gemara is going to give a better answer. But instead of getting involved, I can tell you the Gemara's answer. The Gemara said that tzaddikim are doing the dava without baltacher because they do it right before they walk into the azara. That's what the Gemara says. Tzaddikim bring the animal to the Yerushalayim. They stand there in the Beis HaMikdash, and then they donate the animals of carbon. So there's no baltacher because they're right there. True, but if something happened to the animal, they would have to replace it. But they don't do that. Rishonim don't do that. The Rishonim that do Hari Eli aren't but next to the Beis HaMikdash. The Tzaddikim are standing right there. That's what the Gemara asks. The Gemara asks the Kasha, that's what the Gemara asks.
Correct.
Correct 100%.
They can go ahead before they get to the source,
but
I think they
won't. My
Haggis.
Frank the Gemara.
You remember when I was
coming in the
office for you probably swore.
Gemara says, Nishbati, the Pasuk says, Nishbati v'akayma, lishma mishpatei tzitzach. Amarim gibl amarab, minayin shenishvoim v'akayim et ha-mitzah. And for the Gemara, you're right. But it's a Zrizah. So, it's a non-shvua. They can't take Sherem swear. They say the word shvua, but it's a meaningless word. What do you mean? I fail to understand. Yes, it did. On Chesem and Aleph, the Rush says, Right. Because it's not Shua and it's allowed because it's Jesus. The Gemara before said, Mujbavayim Bar Sinai, and therefore it's not a Shua. That was the Gemara's Kasha. What was the Gemara's Kasha? Mujbavayim Bar Sinai, which means it can't be Chal. Ain't Shua Chal Ashua. The Gemara doesn't dispute that. The Gemara says, you're right. But don't worry about using Hashem's name because he's doing it L'Zuzay Nafshe. But it's really not a Shua.
I
Again, the Gemara is saying it. The Gemara asked the Kasha, it's not a Shua. And the Gemara never answered that it is. You don't have to say it. The Gemara asked the Kasha. It's a non-Shua. The Gemara did not answer, yes, it is a Shua. Crack the Gemara. So do Mahaki Kama. Can you do Rishon Moin the Darna? Maybe he's saying that we think he just said Kenidri Rishon. Well, Kenidri Rishon by itself, not saying he's making one, maybe he's saying I'm not making one. Amr Shmuel. The Aymer, he said, Kenidri Rishon Hareini, I am like Nidri Rishon, or a lie, Nidri Rishon a lie upon me, or Heimenu, from it. So there's three words, Hareini Benaziris. He's saying Hareini, and he's trying to become a Nazir, right? He's saying, Kenidri Rishon Hareini. That is becoming a Nazir. Now, the Rishon was because that the Nazir is walking in front of him. Why Nazir says Hareini doesn't mean Naziris, but since a Nazir is there, we say it means Naziris. So he said, Kenidri Rishon Hareini is saying he wants to be a Nazir. A lie, a carbon. There's an animal there, and he says, Kenidri Rishon a lie. We say he means a carbon. And Heimenu b'shvua. Or there is a bread there, right? The Rosh says they're animal. Or Heimenu b'shvua. There's a bread there, and he says, Kenidri Rishon Heimenu, from it. That means he's swearing not to use that bread, because Heimenu is a lush of shvua. Me from it, not it from me. Right? It's an answer on him. So, and since he says Kenidri Rishon, and Rishon makes shvuas, it's a yad for shvua. It's like saying shvua on this bread. Razak the Rosh. I mean, the Dilma Kedidri Rishon Loi Nadarna, Sankadai Kulamar Kedidri Rishon Greta. That means he just said the words Kedidri Rishon. Kedidri Rishon Areni Alai Menu. Areni Abiyad Benaziris. So Pasach Vela Hishlam Tvarov. The Chashvina Lei Kilam Areni Nazir. We counted, like he said, Areni Nazir. Alai Bekarbon. Haim Sebehemu Menachas Lefanov. Lama Kedidri Rishon Alai. Chayim Levi Ayla. Interesting that it becomes an Ayla. Why an Ayla? I don't know. He says a lie, becomes an Ayla. It doesn't say he said Ayla. He didn't say Shlomim. He just said he wants to make the carbon. For some reason, the Rosh says it becomes an Ayla. I don't know why. Maybe that's the default option of a carbon. That's what the Rosh seems to be saying. Kemenu b'shvua, and kikamunuk was there, lunach in front of. Permissible bread was in front of him. So maybe we say it means that it means that he's making a shvua. Frank the Gemara. Hareini b'naziris. Dilma hareini b'tainis gomar. How do you know he means nazir? Kenidri Rishon hareini. Maybe means he's going to fast. Hameshmuch shai nazir ayver lefanov. The nazir was going in front of him. Since the nazir was going in front of him, he said hareini. Now hareini by itself is not enough, but Kenidri Rishon hareini, we say he means naziris.
That's the Yad Mochiach for sure?
Yes. Haimenu b'shvua, Duma Haimenu d'achil nekamar. Maybe he's swearing to eat. Maybe he means, I will eat. So, the Gemara b'shvua, Haimenu b'shvua, d'achil nekamar, Amar Rava d'am Haimenu shalai yaychol. K'nidri Rishon Haimenu shalai yaychol. Yachim ayla memra. So what's the Kiddush? Ma the table that ma b'shvua mipum, he didn't say, I swear. He just said, K'nidri Rishon. Kamas malam. They take out the next word. Zuck the Rosh. He says, Heimenu shalo yaychol. He says, he didn't say, I swear. Where's the ad? He said, Heimenu shalo yaychol. Who says that means a shua? The words Kenidri Rishon tell us that that means a shua. Zuck the Rosh. Vadum Heimenu d'achol nekamar. Pashta demas nislinyin ismasma. The Mishnah seems to say he's making something gusser. Dum yidinaz of a carbon. How do you know that Heimenu means Isser? Now the Tamer le Mabekshua mipuy mipiv, Mash Malan, even Dhammer Kenidri Rishon, Mabekilu Apekshua mipuy mipiv, like he said it, Shua. Zog to Gemara Viter.
The person who's saying this, he's a...
You know, I'll be honest with you, Rabbi Cohen, I don't know what you mean to ask, but maybe I can avoid the question. Normal people don't talk this way. So a lot of effect is the Dharm, with all these words they use. I mean, are you a regular guy? Just say what you want to say. What are you hacking a chaynik? Here it is, the Gemara sets parameters of law. The regular person doesn't need half a shas. Doesn't do these things. But you never know the halacha unless you know the outline of the halacha, parameters of the halacha. So the Gemara will talk about all kinds of cases that normal people don't do. Like, which normal person starts saying, can you do your shabbat? Just say, shula. What are you hacking a chaynik? I don't know. The guy got something in his mind, thing. I don't know. If the Gemara wouldn't tell you, you wouldn't know the halacha. A regular person never needs this. I'm asking to. I don't know what you meant to ask. But that's what the Gemara, I think the Gemara is doing.
Why did Baruch say he's trying to do something good?
Who says he's trying to do something good? Why is the shvur loaf of bread good? Listen, if you don't want to eat it, don't eat it. You don't have to make a shvur. Teretz is, you're afraid your desire will overcome you. So you're trying to stay away from your desire. You don't make, chasherim never make a shvur. There's no mezuzah nafshe in a diet. What?
He wants to ban something
from himself. Why should he ban it? Terry says he wants to stay away from it. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't have an answer. But the Gemara seems to say they never employ offering things under themselves. They're afraid to get involved in it.
What if I put it in now? Let yourself
be
something wrong.
Don't
they? They say they should do that.
Lean Eder. They say do it, Lean Eder.
You're out.
What do you mean? Again, all Kabbalah requirements if we tell people to do a million letter. The reason for that, we're afraid we won't keep it. Guy may know, this is the problem. When you keep it by Nila, he's Kabbalah, never doing a very again in his life. It's a big problem. I mean, he should, but it's a big problem. Not realistic. Yes.
What I was going to bring up, I think it's kind of come to this desperate point that all the all cakes we say, almost all of them have to do with speech.
Right.
Uncle has defined a human being as someone
right. We are called Medaber for a reason.
And people seem to love to speak and
address
for no reason.
Yeah, no, we're not getting involved now in Muslims. We'll leave Muslims 5 to 6.
I mean, it's, you know, I think that there should be a rule from on high that someone has only a certain number of words.
It's true. Chidat says so.
I'm sorry, what?
The Chidat says so. That a person's given a number of words to speak in this world.
Thank you very much. So
however, I heard some questions from Rebbe. That it doesn't include the Rei Taira. I don't know what it sources, but that's what it says.
So, in other words, that someone who cares for their own self should keep their mouth shut.
Again, most of it's for 5 to 6. We'll leave it for that. Something about Vaitra. Can you drink Sharon with Amaklum? Can you advise them not to be Nazar Bekarbus? Something about Mantana, the Shani Lebe Nedel and Adava. What we're saying over here is that tzaddikim will make sherim, will make nedavos. They won't make neders, but they will make nedavos. But we have two tanoim that seem to say not like that. And we don't have a tana that differentiates. So we want to know who wrote our Mishnah. We have two tanoim that discuss whether it's good or not good to do things, as we will see. None of them say a word between neder and nedava. So if they held there's a difference, they should have told us. Zabti Gemara, the Tanya. Layra Meir, Velayra Yehuda, the Tanya. The Pasuk says, now we're starting in the middle of the Pasuk. The Pasuk before says, Eis Asher Tidar Shalem, Pasuk and Kalas. When you make a neder, pay it up. The next Pasuk says, Tayv Asher Loi Tidar, better not to make a netter than to make a netter and not pay. Now, what's the best? is the best to make an eder and pay it. Passing before it says that tinder shalay. But if you're not going to pay it, you're better off not making the eder. Or is the pasuk saying, if you made the eder, pay it, but you're better off not making a eder because you never know whether you'll end up paying it or not. So don't make the dorim because you might make an eder and not pay it. What is the pasuk saying is type? Is it like the pasuk before it said, when you make an eder, pay it. The next pasuk says, better not to make an eder than making an eder and not paying it. Now, of the three options, not making an eder, making an eder and paying it, but making an eder and not paying it. We know what number three is. What's number one and what's number two? Is number one, make an eder and pay it? But if it's not going to happen, you're better off not making it. Or is number one, don't make any nedarim. But if you do, you better pay it. Which is the pasuk telling me is number one way of acting? Dr. Mayer. Dr. Mayer, toiv mizeh, mizeh, she'ein enayde kalika. The best is don't make nedarim. Because tinder v'leit t'shala means because you might make a neder and not pay it. Even if you plan to pay it. But you might not. So don't make nedarim. Don't make nedarim. If you want to pay, pay. But don't obligate yourself. If you obligate yourself, you might not pay it. Then you're in worse shape. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Toiv Mizeh Mizeh Neider Mishalom. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. The best is to make nedarim and pay. If you're not going to pay, if you're not paying it, you're better off not having made it. So it's how to read the Pesukim. Dr. Rush. Toiv Asher Lo Tidar the Tidar V'Lo Tishalim. Pirush HaKuntres Dadol El Minei Koy. Rashi explains that it's going back in the Pasuk before. Pasuk said Asher Tidar Shalem Toiv Asher Lo Tidar. Now the next Pasuk is going back and saying, I told you when you make an eder pay, but it's better not to make the eder. The Kashel Rabbeinu Tam Dim Kain Havilei La'asui HaKol Des Asher Tidar Shalem. Why does not Gemara bring that plastic? Given the Ikud Rashi's Remeir, be Nainovic. If you're telling me Remeir says Toiv Asher Lo Tidar is going in the plastic before, shouldn't the Gemara have brought the plastic before? It should have said Asher Tidar Shalem, Toiv Asher Lo Tidar, that the plastic is saying, don't make the netter that I told you in the plastic before to pay. Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam, the Kula Milsa Kadarish Mahaikra. We're going on this plastic. The Adelay Lamichta Toiv Asher Lo Tidar, which is Tidar. Why doesn't the pasuk just say "Toiv Asher Lo Tidar"? Then making an eder. Why did the pasuk have to say "V'lo Yishalom"? I know you done it. It was a tidur v'lo Yishalom. Obviously, it means that you don't pay. The lachi kasev v'lo Yishalom, luguya mishetidar. The kinerach ha'noydrim kamar, shenoydrim ha'mishalom. It's better. That means the pasuk is saying two things: better not to make an eder than not to pay it, and better not to make an eder than to make an eder. Because the Torah wrote Mishatidar V'Lo Tishalim, and that's unnecessary. You could have just said Torah V'Lo Tishalim Mishatidar. By adding the words V'Lo Tishalim, the Torah is telling me, I'm telling you two things. Better not to make an eder than to make an eder, and for sure, better not to make an eder than not paying it. By extra words, the Pasuk has told me, Remeir Darshans, that Torah V'Lo Tishalim Mishatidar means for making an eder, period. And V'Lo Tishalim is an expert to tell me that that's what Mishatidar means. The Rush brings a raya. There's a pasuk that says that a taisha of a sachar can't eat a carbon pesach. I think that's what it's talking about, the Rush. Right. And the Gemara says, taisha is somebody that's there for 50 years, can't eat truma. A taisha is somebody that's there till yaivu, and a sachar is somebody that's there till 6 years. In fact, the Gemara, once you say taisha can't eat truma, he's here long-term, for sure, Sachar. Dr. Gemara, I wouldn't have known what Taishav means. Because it says Sachar, I know Taishav means long-term. Had it only said Taishav, I would have said it short-term. By saying Taishav and Sachar, I now know what Taishav means. The direct is the same thing here. If it would just say Taishav Shalei Tidar Mishatidar, I would have said, better not to make a debtor than make a debtor and not pay it. By writing related to Shalom afterwards, which is unnecessary, it tells me that Mishatidar means even if you pay it. By writing V'Lo Tishalim afterwards, it's telling me, go back to the word before and retranslate it. By writing the second, it teaches me Pshat in the first. Could have said, Toiv Asher Lo Tidar Mishatidar. Had the Torah stopped there, I would have said, it's better not to make a neder than to make a neder and not pay it. comes along the Torah and writes for like a shalim, unnecessary. So it means, Tidar doesn't mean like a shalim. Tidar means even if you pay it. That's how Rebbe Tam understands it. Tidar, let me just finish. My son, Rebbe Tayshav, Bar Zan, and leave it on that. Yes?
After all this, I still don't get it. So why should
a
person not make it?
He might not keep it.
The second part doesn't say
he might not keep it.
He won't keep it.
Then to the person that won't keep it, don't make an edit.
And the first part could be that even a person that
planning to keep it,
he's
better off not making the edit.
Why?
Because he might not keep it. Don't get involved in something that puts you on the line. Stay away.
Whatever Russian
uses,
he's saying things that I will do things in the future one way or the other.
I'll
avoid.
Well,
any of them.
No, it could be banning of bread. They're talking about carbon there.
I know.
That's why it says the light to shalit. But the same thing is true by bread. Why make a netter on the bread? You might not keep it. You might eat it.
First, you never make a netter.
That's what the mayor says. Correct.
Why is it
shame?
Everybody
shouldn't do it. Rishon doesn't mean they do the right thing. They do the wrong thing. You're right. There should be no Rishon.
But does the snake apply even as Ruse?
Rush asked the question. He said that's not a shua. Going back to the same thing. The Rush asked your question. And he answered, "The truth is not a shua."
That's only machshava in his head, right?
I don't know what to do about that.
The truth
means he swore he won't put on tefillin.
The truth
is not put on tefillin.
He won't put on
tefillin. So it's not a shua because he has to put on tefillin anyway.
Shua
is not called on shua. Right. So he's doing it. He should be more, should have more alacrity. He should be more diligent. In doing the mitzvah.
You put something wrong by saying shua al shua.
The Jews say it's not wrong. That's what the Gemara said. So again, there's two pshatim in this Gemara, the one that Rashi doesn't like, the one that he likes. Rashi explained it, and this is the easier way to understand it. If the pasuk says, Asher tideh shalim, and the next pasuk says, Tayyib Asher tideh, Asher tideh v'leit t'shalim. If Tayyib Asher tideh going on both halves, better than making and paying it, or only going on the second half. The Rush doesn't like that shot because the Gemara didn't bring the first busing. If the argument is whether it's going back to the first busing, why did the Gemara bring the busing? Then the Rush learns it's all in this busing. The Rameir sees in the word Meshatidah Velay Teshalom two things. A, you don't pay it, and B, even if you want to pay it, don't do it. Rabbi Udaimer, Tayyib Mizam Mizan Naidah Meshalom. Rabbi Uda says, no, it's good to make the Dharam and pay them. If you're not going to pay, you're better off not making. But if you pay, that's the best. Dr. Rush, Mi shenayder mekayim kapashkra kapashbe kadarish. Hanayder mishalim toiv yaisim imach leitzidar. Notice that neither a mayor nor a Yehuda talked a word about the davus. That means, simply put, the mayor is telling you, just don't talk. Period. No netter, no davus, nothing. Don't get involved in things that can get you into trouble. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying, as long as you pay, you can do it any way you want, even a neder. Our Mishnah said, the dharma are bad, the davas are good. Why aren't the davas good? According to a mayor, you might not pay. You might not do it. You might be even about to hakar. According to Yehuda, you can even make a neder. So who is that Mishnah? After the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, after the time of mayor. I can tell you it's going with a mayor. He come or may have been desert, but the devil ain't come. He didn't mean the devil. He said it's better not to make a netter. He didn't talk about the devil. Why are you assuming that he means the devil also? He doesn't mean the devil also. Dr. Raj, he come or may have been desert, but the devil ain't come. Well, how can Tony netter lafuk in the devil? The mayor said, don't make netter. We assume that means don't talk, period. Who says? He meant netter, but the devil is good. Frak the Gemara. Vatani can advise another but not of a carbon. It says in the Mishnah, if you say like nidvais ksherim, it is a nether, but not zirv a carbon. Teret says, you mean nidava. You don't mean nether, because if you meant nether, we just said you don't make nether. That means the word nether is used even for nidava. That's what you see in this Mishnah. It doesn't say can advise some nadav, but not zirv a carbon. That's can advise some nadar. But it's not nether. We just said ksherim don't make a nether. Teret says, we use the word nether even for nidava. If that's true, so then the pasuk of Tayyib Ashaloy Tidar, that was you? Okay. Tayyib Ashaloy Tidar is going on nidava too. Because the Mishnah uses nether and includes nidava. In fact, it uses nether when it only means nidava. Zak Tumara, Vaktani, can advise him nether but not zirv a carbon. Zak Tarash. Uparach, Heichim Masmala, the Mishmtana nether, Balamuta nedava. How can you say nether is excluding nedava? Balamuta, Vaktani, can advise him nether but not zirv a carbon. Like nether, Akarach nedava, Shimtikshay Mainim Nedra. The Mishnah is using the word nether even though it only means nedava. So how can you tell me Rameir, when he said nether, meant to exclude nedava? And for the Gemara, Tani nadav v'nazir v'karben. Meaning, you're right, it should say nadav v'nazir v'karben. The word nadav is a misspeak in the Mishnah. Dr. Rashbam, Darash, Tani nadav, derech ha-tana, litois v'nadav l'dava. Tana will use the word nadav the wrong way. Avalo aylam l'kari l'nadav l'dava. When you're talking about nadav, you mean nadav. Either Tana used the word nadav when he meant l'dava. Sometimes people make a mistake. This Tana misspoke. I hate to use the word about a Tana, but that's what it said. Zakti Gemara.
He meant
Nadava. He used the wrong word. What?
He said Nadava, but meant Nadava.
By the Mishnah. He advised some Nadav and Nazir Bekarbon. They kind of meant to say Nadav, but he just said the word Nadav because sometimes you use them arbitrarily. I mean, I wouldn't say this, but the Rashi says, Atana, Bederek Atana Litais, according to the Rashi, Ben Nadav
Lanzava. Is that a unique situation, or are people mistakes in general?
Tanoim, when they talk about Nadava, will sometimes use the word Nadav when they mean Nadava. I don't know, that's what the Rashi says. I don't make things up.
What we gain by that, there could be mistakes.
Not a mistake. It's self-evident that he means nadava. If you read it, you know he means nadava. That can advise some. So he wasn't as careful. I hate to use that. I'm talking about Tana. I should keep my mouth shut. Tana. Tanoim could be Mechayim Eitzim. You know what Tanoim could do? I'm going to talk about Tana. But the Rus says that when it's evident that he means nadava, he might use the word nadava. But when it's not evident, they're being very careful. The mayor is not, it's not evident what he means, so he means nether. The Tana, when he says, can advise some, you know he means the Dabba. So he wasn't careful. I don't know, I don't want to say any word about a Tana. Whatever it is, he ended up using the word nether instead of the Dabba. Yes?
I would seem what one has to say, because if it is self-evident, not only to the Rush, but also and also for that matter, even to me, it was self-evident to the Tana. And the Tana is doing it for a reason. So the real question here is not that. The real question here is what is the equivalent of the Tana?
I don't know.
And that's a good answer.
Yeah, the Rashi uses the word mitzvah. I would never use the word mitzvah.
The
Rashi is the Rashi. He doesn't need me.
But the Rashi wasn't doing it by accident.
No, he meant litos. Exactly. Dr. Gemara writer. But why should there be a difference between a nether and a dava? The dava can also be aiva baltachar. If a person is that careful not to make a nether, shave it because it might be aiva and isurim, so why is the dava different? Frank to Gemara. Maishna noida deloi, dumasimol de takolo. The dava nami loi, dumasimol de takolo. Now the Gemara at this point thinks you're making the dava back home in Tel Aviv. So the question is safe takola can happen. You might not make it there. You'll be Ivan Baltachar. And for the Gemara, Kehillel HaTakan, Nedava is, Sherim do make Nedavas, like Hillel HaTakan. Tanya, Amru Allah Hillel HaTakan, Shloimol Adam Bilasai Kol Yamav. Nobody ever was Ivan Me'ilah on his carpet. Neviyak Shichulun Lazara, he brought it when it was Chulun into the Azara. The Magdisha, and he made it Hegdish, the Saimach Allah, the Shechta, and he leaned on it and he shechted it. Dr. Rush. Maishna Nando, I used to call it David, calls Baltach and the Dabbat, Nami Diwasil, it's called Lubba, Gilla Zakan, Isi Mepharshim, Shapirshu. I saw Mepharshim that explained. The Kivan, the Mishkakas on the Dabbat, the Ksherim, Yama can advise them, can it was Ksherim, Kalina. When he says advise them, he means like the Nidvas of Ksherim. Belinira, Kivan the Ksherim, Enam Isnadim, Enam Haimah by Menes Bazara, Yama can it was Ksherim, Yama Klum, Alex Shabahema Menes Bazara. So there's a Machlaikas Yerushalayim. What if the guy says can advise them in Tel Aviv? Like Nidvas Ksherim. So one time, Rishi says, since Ksherim will make an Eder, a Nadava, when they're standing next to the Azara, so therefore, they make Nadavas. So when this guy's in Tel Aviv and he says can advise them, it's a proper language. The rest is not true. They would never make a Nadava in Tel Aviv. So you can't say can advise them in Tel Aviv. You can only say advise them if you're standing by the door of Azara. So there's a big machlokes here. The other Rishonim are saying that the Rosh is quoting, that since Ksherim sometimes make Nadava, therefore, using that word can be used even if you don't do it like them. They do it at the door of the Azara. You do it back in Svat. But they make Nadavas, so it's a proper word to make a carbon. The Rosh says, no. In order to say Kenidvas Ksherim, you have to do it exactly like they do it, which is only at the door of the Azara. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos and Merit Shabbos.